أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين صدق الله العظيم In the verse before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people to whom the message and the warning of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be useful and beneficial. And they were people of two qualities, those who followed the advice and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, they are struck with the awe of Ar-Rahman, of Allah Rabbul Izzat, without seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. Certainly, it is us who give life to the dead. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks plural form, and the ulama have explained that when we look at the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that the qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are very broadly divided into two categories. Al-Matam as the qualities of Allah's Jalal, Allah's might, power. And we find from the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala being Al-Aziz, subhanahu wa ta'ala being Almighty. And those qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that fall into that category. And then the second category of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qualities is what the ulama termed as those sifat, those qualities that are jamali, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his compassion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his kindness, Allah's mercy. And generally the rule is Allah wants to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might, Allah's power, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks in the plural form. Like how we find here, Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta. Certainly, it is us that bring the dead to life. That no matter how much people may deny the resurrection, no matter how much people may deny qiyamah, no matter how much people may think that you take a person that has passed on and you place his body into the qabr, then that is the end of it. That body will decompose and nothing happens beyond that. And when you open that qabr after some years, you may not even find anything, just a few little bones that have scattered, and that person's eyes may see something else and may feel that that is the end of life. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing his qudrat, Allah is showing his power, Allah is showing his might, that it is we who bring the dead back to life. Some ulama, like here Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, and others have also drawn our attention to another important aspect, that here tabaraka show us that if Allah like bring a being back to life, then that heart about whom subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, that it is all the same. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you bend them, then that is what they had become stubborn. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so wants to, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could bring dead bodies back to life, then there is no doubt in the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the power, Allah has the ability to bring back a dead heart back to life, a heart that is full of kufr and disbelief in Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can bring that dead heart back to life. Now here one very important aspect, in so far as Allah is concerned, and so far as every human, this obligation upon each one of us, that we should never lose hope of another person. We should not feel that now a leopard does not change his spots, so this person is not going to leave his kufr and his shirk and not going to bring iman, or leave his bad habits and not inculcate good habits. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings back those dead hearts back to life again. So both, here Allah Ta'ala reminds all those in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so that this be the resurrection, that it is the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they are doubting. Allah says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, and we write down, we write down مَا قَدَّمُوا, what our attention to another very, very important aspect, that Allah Ta'ala is so great, Allah is so powerful, Allah is so mighty, Allah brings dead back to life. But then again we will find that Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. Allah has knowledge of the thoughts that are in our hearts, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of our deeds. But yet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَنَكْتُبُ, we write down. And yet the writing that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about, insofar as our amal and our actions are concerned, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has assigned the duty to the angels. So hence Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaking about Allah's writing. In other words, Allah had commanded them. One is the angels that we know very, very famously, Kiraman Katibin, that writes down all our deeds, our good deeds and our bad deeds. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has also spoken about إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives a more vivid explanation about the angels that scribe and the angels that write down. Allah Rabbul Izzat calls them mutalaqqiyan, that when the receivers receive whatever deeds, if whatever a person speaks, and look how refined the Quran is, and look how vivid Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that whatever we speak, they are there, they are waiting, and they are prepared, and they are writing down whatever we say, and that is presented again to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when He speaks about the day of Qiyamah, that Allah Rabbul Izzat, the resurrection takes place, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ, that each and every person, when he's brought on the day of Qiyamah, one will be an angel that is a sa'iq, an angel that will drive from behind, and one angel that is shaheed, one angel that is also witness, and that angel will have the book of deeds, and whatever had been done, whatever had been said, all that has been recorded, and those angels will present it to us. And like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the deeds of insan and the deeds of man that will be put around our necks. And again, we should not be have the misperception and the misconception that whatever is being written down in the book of deeds is not like the paper of this world, and it is not the pen and the ink of this world, but it is far beyond our imagination of how the kind of paper that it is written on, the kind of pen that is used, the type of ink that is used. So all that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has included in the Quran Kareem, and all that is for evidence purposes. Like that, we find in the Quran Kareem, the earth on which we begin to carry out an act and a deed, that earth will also give evidence against us. Our own bodies, like later in the surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes, our own bodies will give evidence against us. And like that, we will find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaking about a great witness, Inna arsalnaka shahida. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam becomes a witness for us or against us. And these are all the evidences that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will collate on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah does not need this, but just to fulfill and to complete the evidence upon us. And hence Allah says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, and we write down whatever they have sent forth, وَآثَارَهُمْ, and what they have left behind. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala again draws our attention to this fact, that whatever we do is all in the knowledge of Allah, all has been written down, many, many evidences against us. And in this manner Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us that on the day of Qiyamah we are going to be standing in front of Allah, and there is going to be absolutely and totally no denial in the courts of Allah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.